Key of Knowledge by Nora Roberts. For Ruth and Marianne, who are that most precious of gifts, friends. It takes two to speak the truth, one to speak and another to hear. Thoreau. Chapter 1. Dana Steele considered herself a flexible, open-minded woman with no less than her fair share of patience, tolerance, and humor. A number of people might have disagreed with this self-portrait, but what did they know? In 1 month's time, her life had, through no fault of her own, taken a sharp turn off its course and into territory so strange and uncharted she couldn't explain the route or the reason even to herself. But wasn't she going with the flow? She'd taken it on the chin when Joan, the malicious library director, had promoted her own niece by marriage over other more qualified, more dependable, more astute, and certainly more attractive candidates. She'd sucked it up, hadn't she, and done her job? And when that completely undeserved promotion had caused a squeeze resulting in a certain more qualified employee's hours and paycheck being cut to the bone, had she pummeled the despicable Joan and the incessantly pert Sandy to bloody pulps? No, she had not, which in Dana's mind illustrated her exquisite restraint. When her greedy bloodsucker of a landlord raised her rent to coincide with her pay cut, had she clamped her hands around his scrawny neck and squeezed until his beady eyes popped? Again, she had demonstrated control of heroic proportions. Those virtues might have been their own reward, but Dana enjoyed more tangible benefits. Whoever had come up with that business about a door opening when a window closes hadn't known much about Celtic.